We're trying to walk with wisdom into 2025. So today I want to talk to you about how to get the urgent off your backs this year. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is in Psalm 90. The psalmist talks about how we might live to be 70 or 80 if we're fortunate, but our days quickly pass, and that is so true. And then in verse 12, this request, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Numbering our days has to do with making them count, investing them in what matters, not allowing them to just fly by in default mode in ways that we look back at with emptiness or regret. And I think it's probably harder in our day than it's ever been before. So I have some thoughts from a very wise man. Maybe the conversation I had with Dallas that I've talked about more than any other was over 30 years ago now. We had moved to Chicago. I was at this church where there was lots going on, and asked him, what do I need to do to stay alive and spiritually vital and healthy? And then there was a long pause. And then he said, you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. And there was another pause, and I said, and what else do you have? Because I don't have a lot of time, and I want to get as much wisdom in this phone call as I can. And he said, nope, there's nothing else. Hurry is the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. And it turns out that conversation that Dallas had with me is one that he had thought about quite a lot. In fact, this is really interesting. I went to that church in 1994, 30 years ago. These are notes that I'm holding in my hand for a workshop that Dallas taught with some of his earliest teaching on the subject of hurry in 1994. And it's labeled, How to Get the Urgent Off Your Back. So I want to give you some thoughts, and you can figure out how do you use this to get the urgent off your back this year, to not live a hurried life. What is hurry, Dallas asks. Dictionaries use phrases like excessive haste, a recurrent agitation of sound, a state of eagerness or urgency in its verb form, to carry or cause to go with haste, to impel to greater speed or prod, to perform with undue haste. Hurry is associated with words such as hurl, hurry-scurry, hurdle, hurly-burly, meaning uproar, tumult, hurrah, and hurricane. You can almost feel it. I would say, Dallas wrote, hurry is a state of frantic effort one falls into in response to inadequacy, fear, and guilt. It is not a state of effort. Effort can be wonderful. We're made for effort. A state of frantic effort that we fall into involving inadequacy or fear or guilt. We should take as our aim to live our lives entirely without hurry. The peace and joy and strength which God intended for human life, the well-being and health of mind and body, is inconsistent with living in a hurry. Of course, occasional bouts of hurry may be reasonable in such a world as this. Sometimes I'm trying to cram so much into this little 10 or so minute time that I find myself hurrying in this. But chronic hurry is not a good idea, Dallas said. And even when I engage in it, part of the problem with hurry is it is highly contagious. The simple essence of hurry is too much to do. The good of avoiding hurry. Now, this is key. Always important to understand as you set a goal for anything, to have a vision requires a clear, non-contrived goal that elicits desire inside me. I want that. The goal of avoiding hurry is not just that it makes your life more pleasant, but to enable us to calmly and effectively do the things that are truly important with strength and joy. So, here's the tools to get hurry off your back in 2025 from a very wise man who is perhaps more productive, more fruitful, but less hurried than anybody that I have ever known and had to grapple with this himself. Number one, form a clear intention to live without hurry. Well, you can actually do that right now. And it's a good idea not to try to form that intention for the rest of your life, as long as you shall live, just today, this little 24-hour period. I will seek to live today in an unhurried way. I will talk sometimes about how, for me, the three words that I very often come back to mark the days when I live most deeply in the presence of God are unhurried, surrendered, and free. My intention, God, with your help, is to live unhurried today. Number two, cultivate a mental picture of your place in the world before God. What is God doing, and where do you fit in? Our imaginations are very important tools that God has given us. But very often, we let our imagines run us instead of vice versa. And I start imagining, oh, what about this test or this assignment or this bill or this conversation or this? No. Now, cultivate a mental picture of your place in the world before God. Now, here's God. He's running the show. He's got all the universe. He's got all of eternity stretched out before him. He is embarked on a project that is very dear to his heart. And you're a tiny, 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 tiny little part of that project. And he's not worried about what's he going to do if you don't have a good at bat. So now, cultivate that picture of a real big God and a real big project and a real little you and a great ease of spirit. And then write down, my task today is to love this person. My task today is to talk for these few minutes to you. My task today is to make this meal, to write this email, to run this meeting, to build whatever it is. And then on the basis of that, number three, after you formed an intention, cultivated a clear mental picture, number three, you're going to like this, begin to eliminate the things that you have to do. Ho-ho! Maybe I don't have to actually do them. Don't be afraid of doing nothing. One of the real important reasons to do nothing, and in the Bible you'll see this is commanded quite a lot, the Sabbath was about doing nothing. At night, which in the Hebrew reckoning was the beginning of day. You'll notice in Genesis 1, and there was evening and there was morning the first day. And Eugene Peterson wrote that part of the reason for that rhythm is we are reminded at night we are doing nothing, but God is at work. God is doing very good things. What is it that I feel like I have to do that I don't actually have to do? It's a strange thing. When a crisis hits, when something happens with our health or with a relationship, with a child, with a family, because I've been neglecting things, because I don't have time to do that, because I have to do this, all of a sudden I find out there are many things I do not have to do. So begin to eliminate them. And then number four, deal honestly with why you have a hard time saying no. Now, it feels like I have to say no. Is it because you are unclear about your purpose in life? At one point, they wanted to make Jesus a king, but it was very clear, nope, that's not why I'm here. Are you really just drifting? There's that wonderful statement in the Gospels where it says Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem, set his face like flint, because he knew what he was called to do. He was able to say no to all the things that he was not called to do. Do you not say no because you're afraid of rejection? Are you afraid to say no because you want to please people and you just go through life needing to approve people, get people's approval? And that can be such an addiction. Just, I am what other people think of me. By the way, how's this video going? Is it going pretty good? Would you rate it pretty high? Or am I afraid that others might outshine me? And then finally, the fifth step, deal with the panic of not being busy. This is a habit, as are most of the feelings that dominate human choices. Allow yourself to be in the panic. You might be feeling it right now. When is this going to be over? I got stuff to do. Allow yourself to be in the panic. Feel it roll over you. And don't go for the fix. Adrenaline addiction is real, but it doesn't have to be fatal. Wisdom from the wisest and most unhurried person that I have personally known about how to get urgency off your back in 2025 so that you can bear whatever it is, whatever that easy yoke is that Jesus does has for your back. Let's start today. I wouldn't be in a hurry.